Morning. Hello, I'm Josie Long.
And I'm Andrew Collins. And we are here for our second week. We're still on air. It's brilliant.
We're back and we're badder than ever.
We are. Badder-assed than ever. Thanks to Jo. She was on just now. It's nice to see Jo.
Yeah.
She's in for the whole summer now. She's in for the whole summer long.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's good. It's her summer holiday. So you've just flown in because you're a bit of a jet-setting comedian.
I'm the least glamorous jet-setter in the world. I've 2 weeks in a row got the 6:40 a.m. flight from Dublin. And today I was put on a rail replacement bus between Northfields and Hammersmith, which is the renowned glamour leg of rail replacement buses. And it really is for a reason. It was delightful. So that's good. I'm in high spirits. I enjoyed being taken back to 1997 by that song.
And it's also good to be on a bus when you should be on a fast speeding underground train as well, isn't it?
Good is one way of putting it.
It's bad, that's what I meant.
How are you?
I'm fine. I haven't had to use any kind of replacement service whatsoever. I was brought here very early on in a BBC car because I've been on Zoe Ball's programme on Radio 2. Oh, so that's the luxury of being a guest on her show at 6:30.
What a show off.
No, so I've had a long day already. And this is where it really picks up speed, frankly. We've got all sorts of stuff. We'll tell you about what's coming up after we've played the horrors.
That was the horrors with Still Life.
At the top of the show, actually, we should say it was Harvey Danger and Flagpole Sitter.
Yes.
Just in case people didn't recognise it. You did, because you were both singing along.
We're having a wonderful time. Yeah. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. I know I have a beautiful voice. How has it escaped people so long?
Sorry. I don't have a great singing voice, I'll be honest. I'm enthusiastic, though, when I want to be, and I can do Tom Waits.
Oh, wow.
Not now.
Oh.
Only, you know.
Well, that's let everyone down.
So what's on the show today, Josie Long?
Well, we've got Geek of the Week, which we really would like you to nominate people for. And it's not a trick. Like, there's no way that we're going to vilify somebody or be like, look at this idiot, they've wasted their time.
You should know us well enough by now to know that geeks are good.
I'm nervous about this show. This show is like a second date where the first one went so well. You went back and was like, said to all your friends, like, this is who I'm going to marry. This is it.
You know, going to marry week, six
like,
music.
Yeah, and I'm really scared that like halfway through today, it'll be like, what do you mean you don't like... see, now I can't even think of an example of a thing that somebody might not like that might be a deal breaker. So it is a bit of a worry already.
So in other words, if you don't send us as many lovely texts and emails this week as you did last week, we'll start to get suspicious that we did something wrong. So we really do need to get in touch. The Geek of the Week, it's your chance. And we can find, and we have, stories about nerds and geeks around the world, which we will use to celebrate geekiness and nerdiness. But what we also like is for you to nominate somebody you know, or nominate yourself, frankly, if you know you are a geek and want to maybe talk to us on the phone later.
Oh, we want to speak to the Geek of the Week.
We want to speak to the Geek of the Week. We want to speak to the Geek of the Week.
And then also we've got Scotland calling, because we desperately don't want to be too London-centric, even though London is the greatest city in the world, no offence. And so we're going to be speaking to the Pictish Trail, who I think is going to be at Tea in the Park in Scotland.
Yes, he's a man who supplies us every week with a 30-second song. We had one last week. He's done one specially for us this week.
Yes, and people who listened last week and who are a fan of things being continued over the week will be very pleased with it.
Yes.
Very pleased with
it. And we'll be talking to him later on. He's called the Pictish Trail in that he trades by that. But his actual name is...
Johnny Lynch.
Exactly. Let's give him his real name. So we'll also have It's Your Thing, where Josie and I bring in a thing and swap them over and see if we can work out the significance of the thing to the other person.
Yeah, to get to know each other a bit.
Yeah, and, you know, last week was good. We had a CD of Josie singing in a choir when she was much younger, and that was nice.
I actually got news this week that it's been nominated for the Mercury Music Prize.
Brilliant. That is excellent. Nominated for the Mercury Music Prize in the 90s.
No, this year. Not even as the outsider one.
No, not as the token.
No.
Choir record.
It's me, Florence and the Machine, and no one else. So I really think we've got a good chance.
Well, out of the two of you, my money's on you. So that's all coming up. And so just get in touch. We'd like you to email us via andrew.6music@bbc.co.uk.
You can text us 64046.
Yeah, or you can go to us on Twitter, and we are BBC6MusicSatan. We're BBC6MusicSatam. Sat-A-M, you see.
I have a bone to pick about our Twitter account. Our Twitter account doesn't follow my Twitter account. What have I done wrong?
Does it follow mine?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that's outrageous. But who actually runs it? We run it. So you can follow you via it if you want.
I don't even like myself enough to follow myself.
No, there's nothing happening, frankly. It's just you moaning most of the time, isn't it?
Oh, my word.
No, it's not.
Being strident is not moaning.
So get in touch. I'll tell you what, I was listening to Farming Today on Radio 4 this morning.
Of course you were.
As I've revealed, I had to come in very early and a car picked me up and it had Farming Today on Radio 4. So I listened to some fascinating stuff about picking carrots and stuff like that, right? And they were talking about picking and harvesting, in fact, spinach. And it's one man's job at this spinach farm to blow dry the spinach before they harvest it with this machine. So he goes around with a big blow dryer and blow dries the spinach just to get some of the droplets of water off it before it's harvested, and then it's going to be packed. So that is his job. If somebody said, what do you do for a living, which is a terrible thing to ask somebody, but if you did ask him, he would say, I blow dry spinach.
How many hours do you think he was in the job before he turned that blow dryer on his own head?
Yeah, he would, wouldn't
he? I'm going to go an hour and a half before he's like, all right, just try.
Oh! It's probably the only thing they tell you.
Perk.
Health and safety, don't do this. It's like, we're not allowed to change the water bottles in our water coolers at the BBC because they're very heavy. And it says clearly, if you want to do it, you have to get a BBC strongman to come up and do it for you.
Nice.
I'm not allowed to do it. I can do it. I've done it once before restrictions came in. I know I can do it, but I better not be seen.
How frustrating to know you could, but know you can't.
But that's my future career.
So what you want to find out is people who have the oddest job titles.
Or had an odd job. Maybe just a job he did for the summer or a job he did for one day.
I played a game with the census this year where I got people to tweet me their jobs, and then I wrote a description of their jobs for them for the census. Because mine, I put comedian, and then I put I am an idiot and a show off, which I was quite proud of. And then I got people to associate with primary school teacher would be I say a child's name really sternly until they're quiet because they're afraid.
That's
that kind of thing.
Good, yeah.
So I can give you a description of your job.
Yeah. So give us a job description or give us a name and we'll give you a description. One or the other. Get in touch, basically. Remind us that we're not needy. We just carry on talking anyway and playing records. We'd much prefer you come and join us.
That was Ben Sebastian there, of course it was. And the song's called Come On Sister.
Yeah, we played it for a very special listener who actually asked for some last week. It's Maya Holcomb, who was 29 hours old last week and still in St George's Hospital in South London. And we didn't play any, or at least we forgot to. And so we played it for Maya this week. Maya's now 1 week and 29 hours old.
She's a lot older and wiser this week,
yeah,
so appreciate
she,
it.
She, her tastes are maturing. Next week she'll be asking for Celine Dion. She actually says that she texted us, right, which
of course
is pretty
she
good
has.
Going. She said, over the last week, just to fill us in, my sleeps have got a bit shorter, my feeds have got a bit longer, and then she says my poo has turned a bit yellower.
But
my love for Bella Sebastian remains unabated.
I really hope that she continues to text us throughout this next 4 weeks.
Yeah, keep it up, Maya. We're very keen to hear from you every week.
She basically belongs to us now, right?
Yeah, she'll have to do some kind of exam, won't she, at some point in the next 4 weeks. They start them much earlier on tests and stuff at school. You are listening to Andrew Collins and Josie Long. And we've actually started to get nominations for Geek the Week in. So in a way, we almost don't want you to send them in now because we've got such a good
one.
Let's not mention what it is, but it's very good. So we may well be speaking to a Geek of the Week later on. I'm very pleased about that. Now, I think we should listen very carefully to the beginning of this Temptations record. I think it is the best. It's too brief, but it's the best piano intro of all time. Temptations. I really like that's my favourite Temptation song. It's growing. It's all over too quickly, but it goes gang, 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 gang. Like it sounds slightly broken, the piano. I don't know whether it is. I love the beginning of that. So there you go. The rest of it's all right as well.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, the rest of it's okay. Geek of the Week, then. Every week we hope to celebrate a Geek of the Week. And this is just an interesting email that came in. My daughter says, did they give their name? I don't think they did. My daughter was born on the 30th. Her name is Isabella. My surname is Cullen. Twilight Geeks would sadly recognise this as Bella Cullen. You see, Bella Cullen. I know Twilight. I follow Twilight. I'm a teenage girl. In the fourth film, which is coming up, she's married to Edward Cullen, so she becomes Bella Cullen. That is brilliant.
Oh, how retro. Oh, yo, get married and change my name. Well
that's
done,
not
Twilight.
Right, yeah.
I've never seen Twilight.
Well, she
because
should,
I'm
yeah.
an adult.
He should have taken her name, shouldn't he, really? Because he's quite sensitive.
Or they could have just not changed their names
that's
and hoped
true.
That society would change.
Yes, but anyway, Mrs. Cullen, who sent that in, or Ms. Cullen.
There's no, listen to me, there's no
well
shame
done.
In changing your name, but, you know.
No. I'm all for keeping names. No one's having my name. Bella
it's
Cullen.
Yours. No one can have it.
So that's geeky. You see, we like that. Geekiness is good. We celebrate geekiness, and it's looking like we may have a Geek of the Week. So we'll report back on that, obviously. This, though, is I know for a fact that this won Steve Lamacq's Rebel playlist a couple of weeks ago. Mount Kimby, because I've been doing a Steve Lamacq show all week. doing the breakfast show next week. Can't keep me away during the summer months. A lot of people on holiday.
Summer is Colin's season.
It is. I'm on holiday here. This is my holiday destination. That's Mount Kimby, Carbonated on Six Music. We've just been reminded, of course, that, of course, Bella has taken Edward Cullen's surname on Twilight because he's 110
years old.
He
can't catch up. He's having to think about the internet. He's probably sick when he looks at computers.
Heavens, how he's had to learn to drive those posh 4x4s that he drives and a motorbike. I mean, heavens, what
give
a life,
the man
what
a
life he's had. So, yes, we've given Edward Cullen a break. We'll let him off, although she could have a word with him. So we'll be back after the news with many things, including, we hope, a conversation with Geek of the Week. Yeah. Six Music.
And that was Led Zeppelin with a Communication Breakdown. I can't remember whether I mentioned last week about how I didn't really know about Led Zeppelin when I was a teenager because I was from the suburbs. And I did know about Blind Melon, who were like this sort of stonery band. Yeah. Did I mention that?
You did. You find your way to Led Zeppelin via Blind Melon. That's perfectly reasonable. We can't all be expected to be born with the history of rock in our head, can we?
If only we were all as cool as Maya Halcombe.
Yeah, no one is going to be as cool as Maya Halcombe, who is officially the Andrew Collins and Josie Long show baby.
Yeah, we've got a baby for the month.
The important thing is that Maya Halcombe has helped Josie launched this week's comic strip. Now, those who weren't listening last week, you can see last week's comic strip, which will be a comic strip of the show, which unfolds throughout the show, and we'll put it up on our Twitter page. So you can see it in all its glory last week's, but the new one's already underway.
But I started it, and then I'm a bit worried because I wrote sort of in the top corner, our second date, ? Yeah. And then underneath it, I drew the baby, and now it seems like I'm going on a date with the baby, which is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, so
So I drew a big, thick line in between the two of them just to demarcate the spheres.
It's episodic and organic. That's the great thing about the comic strip. And also, you can suggest things to go in it. I mean, we're going to do every email we read may give Josie some inspiration. But two people, Ms. Bung on Twitter and somebody called Josie, actually, Josie Roche.
Oh, well done for having the coolest name on the planet, Josie.
Roche is good as well. So those two both want the Mitford sisters to be introduced into the comic strip, which I know pleases you and pleases me, frankly. We're big fans of the Mitford sisters.
We've bonded over a passion for the Mitfords.
Yeah. Basically, some people might not know who they are.
Oh, if you don't know who they are like the Spice Girls of the 30s. There is really something for everyone. Yeah. If you like cool people, there's Jessica Mitford. If you like Nazis who shot themselves in the head, there's Unity Mitford. There really is a Mitford for every
season.
They
are amazing. What I like about them is that they're almost like the last aristocrats. They were allowed to be aristocrats. They were amazing sisters. They weren't allowed to go to school because that wasn't a done thing for aristocrats in the 1920s and 30s. But they kind of educated themselves. Most of them wrote books. One of them did shoot herself in the head because she was Hitler's girlfriend. But, you know, that's an exciting part of the story.
It is an exciting part.
One of them ran off to America to become a communist. That's Jessica. Fantastic.
Best one.
Josie, who's your favourite Mitford
sister? Jessica Mitford, hands down.
Okay, because she ran off to become a communist.
Because she was so cool.
She is cool. She wrote a book about the American funeral industry.
As I say, I mean, it's a very cool life that she led, doing research into funeral parlours.
You know what I like also about Jessica? She lived to a ripe old age, and her son was involved in sending pianos to Cuba, where they didn't have enough pianos. So it was a kind of charity thing to get some pianos out to Cuba, and it was called Pianos to Havana, the actual initiative.
So okay, guys, I got an idea. Yeah. We send the pianos to Havana.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would we do that? I don't know, but it's a great title. We have to do it.
Guys, if you can think of a relief effort that rhymes well enough, I'm willing to start that for you. I've got time on my hands. I don't have a job. If it rhymes well enough, I will send, I'll send anything that rhymes.
Right,
my brain is so slow.
Something.
My head just went, Kilimanjaro. What rhymes with Kilimanjaro? And I was like, I don't know. A diary?
Get on with it. You think. You have to ask me who my favourite Mitford sister is.
Who is your favourite Mitford sister?
Oddly, it's Pamela Mitford. She's the least famous Mitford sister. She didn't really do a great deal. She lived a nice life. Her sisters called her, in their letters, a you-know-what-bean.
Oh.
Because she had a lady friend. And the thing about her that I liked, she was a farmer, basically. But she had an amazing memory for food. She could remember every meal she'd ever had in the whole of her life. She could go, do you remember that meal we had at Christmas in 1937? And then she would list all the things that were in the meal. What an amazing feat.
The thing is, if she was a stand-up comedian, she would regret that because at least one of her meals a week would be some sort of slice or sort of fabricated scotch egg roll from a service station. And she would have all these horrible memories thudding against her head the whole time of, oh, I ate one of those egg things with coleslaw in the middle.
I can remember it. I can also taste it still.
Oh,
she also would have made a good stand-up comedian because she could have done that, you know, get people to shout out dates and she'd tell them what she ate that day. They would never know if it's true or not. But, it'd be
I can do that. Look, set me a date.
All right, then. When you were alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
let's narrow it down.
How about this day last year?
Beast you.
Brilliant. See, you could do it.
I could do
it. You should go on the stage, Josie. I don't know if you've ever considered that as a line of work, but you should.
I am... I'd also like to say, people watching, people listening, I appreciate at the time it might seem crass to celebrate the aristocracy in today's climate, but they're just beautiful rare birds, all of them.
And to all be in one family is quite an unusual thing. There are no other sisters that are that interesting. They're more interesting than the Brontes.
Oh, that's harsh.
There are more of them. All right, let's just say that. I don't want to fight.
Because we could fight over
that. So the Mitfords are going in to the comic strip. That's the important thing. If you want to tweet or text or email something you want to see in Josie's comic strip, not only will she put it in, but she'll put your name in there as well. How about that?
Yes, I will.
Yeah. This is the Wild Beasts.
Please support my campaign, Buy Rose to Kilimanjaro. Thank you, Andy and Watford. Thank you so much.
No, we didn't expect that to be such a rich scene.
Oh, superb. Just tubers to Cuba. Come on.
That works.
That was Wild Beasts. Now, my friend Katie Harkin plays in Wild Beasts at the moment, and she also is in a band called Skylarkin, who are wonderful.
Wow.
And you should check out their first album because it's amazing.
There you go.
But now is the turn of my free play. Now, this one isn't actually Scottish. Can you imagine?
Well, people know you love a bit of Scottish.
I do enjoy the music of that beautiful Scandinavia of the UK, as I call it. but this song is by Rosie Plain. It's called Humans. And put it on, and I defy you not to want to get things done. It's so wonderful. If you see me walking down the street at the moment, this is what I'm listening to, and I'm having a bloody brilliant time of it. If you don't feel like going to work on Monday morning, put that on and you'll feel wonderful.
That's excellent.
And you can see her at the Green Man, and she's playing, supporting Katie Tunstall in October. So, and she's got a website, which is rosieplain.co.uk.
That's R-O-Z-I-P-L-A-I-N. Worth saying, I think, because you could be spelling it all sorts
of ways. It any way you wanted.
Yeah. Boy, are we excited about this.
You may not have a six-pack, you may not have physique, you may not have the body of a god. A god who's great, but you can work my smartphone, you have that nerve mystique. You are my geek of the week. You are my geek of the week. Geek of the week.
Yes, our first ever Geek of the Week.
Also, the Dalek voice is very apt, isn't it?
It is, because we are speaking now to Heather Ramsden. Hello, Heather.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm currently in Reading, but I live in Birmingham.
Right.
Oh, nice. Already you're jet setting.
Now, you nominated yourself, Heather, which is excellent and just the way people should do it.
Brilliant.
Why did you nominate yourself as Geek of the Week? We've already decided you are it, but why did you put yourself forward?
I'm a big Doctor Who fan and I love embroidery. And for a swap recently, I sewed the scene where the Van Gogh painting, The Exploding TARDIS, from the end of last season's Doctor Who.
Right.
I loved that episode. I was weeping in that episode. It was so beautiful. I even Googled the actor who played Vincent Van Gogh because I was so excited about how good it was.
Oh, it was marvellous. I loved it.
I bet you, Heather, know the name of the actor.
Oh, I can't remember. I'm not good at celebrities.
That's all right. You're geeky in so many other ways. It's not a problem. You've got double geekdom here. Doctor Who is obviously a very traditional geekdom, but I think embroidery is a much more sophisticated one.
Mm. And it's a really beautiful picture. We're going to tweet the picture to show everyone.
It's really lovely, yeah.
It's wonderful. How long did it take?
It was about 2 hours of, no, sorry, 2 weeks of stitching every hour I got on the bus and at my lunch breaks at work and while I was waiting for tea to cook. I just carried it with me everywhere.
It's really nice. I mean, we're only seeing a picture of it. I bet it's even nicer in real life because you can run your hands over embroidery. And
oh, lovely.
Nice,
3D.
So you are big on craft, Heather, right?
Yes.
All sorts of stuff. List the things that you do.
Yes, I embroidery, quilting, knitting, crochet. I dabble in dressmaking, but mainly for my nieces and nephews because they're easier shapes than grown-ups. Right. I'm doing a little art course, so lots of painting.
Basically, you lead my dream life.
Spinning and everything. I just love making. The thrill of holding something in your hands that you have made is wonderful.
Terrific. Josie wants to be you.
But it's true. I totally think making things, and especially because you can make things that are so practical and beautiful, exactly to your specifications. That's what people should do this afternoon.
Where will the Doctor Who Van Gogh painting go? Will it go on somewhere for people to look at? Are you going to put it on the wall?
Sadly not. I did it for a swap, so it's currently on the wall of a lady in Vancouver for this craft website, Craftster. Wonderful.
I like Craftster. Craftster.org.
Yes, go there. It's marvellous.
Oh, that's lovely. So what did you get in return?
She did me a picture of a fish, the fish custard scene. So it was a big pile of custard with fish fingers sticking out of it. And that's on my living room wall. Nice to know that my artwork is with her and hers is with me.
It's just so inspiring.
Gorgeous.
It's lovely.
Can we ask you as well, because our producer told us that you're doing something to do with the Olympics?
Yes, I'm a member of the Embroiderers Guild, Birmingham branch, and we're all doing Olympic postcards. So I've got her postcard, the seashell, which I'm frantically working on now, so it needs to be done for Monday. And then they're all going to be stitched together into long strips. Our one is about Papua New Guinea, or our guilds. So we've got the map and the flag and various plants and animals. And each guild is doing a different country, and they're going to be hanging much Wenlock next spring. And then I think the plan is to have them down somewhere near the Olympic Village so everyone can go and see all the wonderful embroidery that we do.
Oh, wow, that's magnificent.
I've just realised I should have been playing this music all the way through. This is the kind of music when you're talking art and craft.
About art, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're delighted that you are our Geek of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
And our very first live Geek of the Week. It's a tremendous honour, we hope, anyway. And
certainly.
We're hoping that there'll be another three to go. So over the course of the programmes, we'll have four in a gallery of our own.
I'm going to also make you a medal and send it to you.
That would be lovely. Yeah. It can go on my wall next to my Doctor Who thing.
And you're going straight into Josie's comic strip as well. So I hope that these are honours that are worthy of the first nomination that came in that we decided was good enough to do. So
you've made my Saturday, so thank you.
Brilliant.
Oh, cheers.
Right. So thank you very much, Heather. We'll play Talk Talk now, which I hope you like. We'll play this for you.
Before we play it, can I say there's a really urgent charity appeal. We're sending cartoons to Khartoum, so if you can please get involved, it's really important. Thank you.
That's excellent. Thank you very much, Heather. Have a lovely day.
And you. Bye.
Bye. Sorry, that's all right, isn't it? Paraphernalia to Australia. Jeremy from Windsor, you, sir, have a good brain.
If people have just tuned into this, it's because I mentioned, and this is true, there was a charity run by Jessica Mitford's son called Pianos to Havana, where he got loads of pianos and sent them to Havana. So we're asking for your rhyming charity initiatives, and there are many.
Mm-hmm.
There
Bongos
are many.
To the Congo.
That's very good. Pajamas for Ghana, that's from Holly Richards.
I like Paprika to Africa, because it's so unspecific.
Paprika to Africa. So if you've got any charity initiatives you'd like that are about rhyming, especially musical instruments, I like that. And once again, thank you to Heather Ramsden, who is officially our first Geek of the Week, and we're hoping there'll be one each week. In fact, there will be, because the dam has now burst. The geek dam has burst, but the geeks and nerds are flooding through. So we'll be back in a couple of songs, and we might have some more of those rhyming things. And we've got that stuff about jobs. We must do that at some point. You're just too good now. You're giving us too much stuff. Josie, you're going to need a bigger comic strip.
What are we playing now?
Cut copy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. It was a good way of me telling you what it was.
That was Licky Lee. I love saying it like that. Hello, I'm Josie Long.
I'm Andrew Collins.
And I was kind of sad that we weren't playing the Sadness Is My Boyfriend.
Yeah,
that one again.
Good. That's very nice.
That
And we are, though, we never expected to be, and this is what's good about the programme, really. You come in with some big ideas. I was once accused of not doing enough prep. I didn't like that, because prep is just thinking of stuff while you're here, not beforehand, because you can think of as many things as you like beforehand. The minute you get on air, you'll get a text or email in and everything will change.
And then you find yourself saying things like violins to King's Lynn.
Yes.
Come on. I mean, that's a worthy charity, isn't it?
Because we mentioned that Jessica Mitford's son set up Pianos for Havana and actually had to write Pianos with an A in so that it rhymed with Havana. We've had so many other potential charity initiatives sent in. I'm not sure that works, but I like it it when they don't quite work. We've got quite a few coming in on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Twitter collectively, you should put at BBC6MusicSatAM, right? At BBC6MusicSatAM. That's a good place to arrive. Futons to Bhutan. See, it literally doesn't work, but I like it. That's from Splattermac. Thank you, Splattermac.
I've got a good one, which is paper tissues to Mogadishu.
That works. God,
yes,
that works.
That is from the Duncan Southbound on the M74. The thing about this is, some people may be thinking, okay, I'm tiring of it. I'm thinking, it is getting better and better. I don't see how it could get worse.
Oh, Ribena to Argentina. That's from Carl Morgan on Twitter.
And those people are so deprived of it, is the thing.
The funny thing is that, in fact, two people have come up with the same thing. This is astonishing. Unless they happen to be in the same room. Carl Morgan and Matt Taylor have come up with squeegees to Fiji, which is good. And I'm
guys,
sure they
become friends.
Yes.
It's in the stars.
Have a drink. I had two people emailing in from Wiltshire in the week on Six Music and talking about the same thing. And I was thinking, go and have a pint.
Oh,
you're in Wiltshire. There's got to be some pubs there.
You could light up Trowbridge.
Yeah, I'll go to Castle Coombe.
And by that I mean set Trowbridge on fire. No, I don't know, no.
Guitars for Qatar, that's from Rob in Birmingham. Or in fact it could be Qatar to Qatar, couldn't it? Well, that's not very nice. Bongo for the Congo we've had, but Ian in Sheffield adds Luke Goss for Barbados. There's only one though. You
I
can
think
only
Barbadians would be into that. Half of Bros.
Half of Bros. You see, I can never remember which one's the most famous now out of Matt and Luke. One of them's a film star, isn't he?
Yes,
he is. One of them is an actor and he's been in films. He was in Blade. He was the baddie in Blade.
I like to think of Bros as the 80s Jedward.
Yeah, they were, but there were three of them.
Never mind.
You're going down a road you don't want to go down. Silent Radio on Twitter suggests jam on toast for the Ivory Coast, which is good as well. So these are sweet. We like these. This is probably the Sony Award winning edition of this programme. Now, Suede are in session for Lauren. It says here Monday the 11th. By my reckoning, I think that's Monday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we'll get you in the mood for that this way.
That was Suede with Trash.
It was.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can text 64046.
Yeah, you can email on my email address, which is andrew.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And, of course, you can go to our Twitter page, which is building up nicely. That is at BBC6MusicSatAM, at BBC6MusicSatAM. And that's where, at the end of the show, you will see a full scan of Josie's comic strip, which is ongoing, as was last week's. And last week's is up there as well. It's the best place to go and find those.
Mm.
And it's looking good from here. It's upside down,
thank
of course.
You. I'm trying my hardest.
The great thing is, last week you allowed other team members to contribute, which is, I think, a very good community-minded thing to do. And I think you should probably embroider one frame of it. If we get some string.
If you could get me a needle and thread, I will try my hardest to do so.
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to be at school. I went to school, middle school, which was an old girls' school, and it became co-educational. This was in the back end of the 70s.
So you were the first...
We were the first year coming through with boys in, which is pretty scary. There were a lot of scary older girls
there. Word.
And we had a headmistress and everything. It was like going to a girls' school, except there were boys there. And it meant that they were well fitted out. This was before this was the done thing, with kitchens where you could go and learn cooking, and they had rooms full of sewing machines. So I learned all of the crafts, all of the lady crafts I did. So I was a pretty rounded individual when I came out of school.
Lucky boy.
I could thread a bobbin on the sewing machine. Like that.
I wish you guys could have seen the action he just did for threading a bobbin. It was like he was in the film Kick-Ass, but completely misinformed as to what it was about.
Knit-ass, that's what I was in. I tried knitting. It was very difficult, though.
I think
it's quite difficult.
It's very easy,
all
listeners.
Right. I found it difficult. I knitted a dishcloth. Because you can do that out of string, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, so I knit this cloth. I'm just trying to build my confidence up a
bit. You're showing us your accomplishments.
Yeah, I'm in touch with my accomplished side. We're still interested in you sending in hilarious rhyming charity initiatives.
Sorbet to Norway.
That's
those
good.
Poor oil-rich Scandinavians.
Theremin for Ho Chi Minh. That's from Tom in Sheffield. So some of them don't rhyme at all, which I really like. Although, this is a clever one, right? Triangles, because it was, after all, based originally on a musical instrument-based charity. Triangles to Bermuda. Now, that doesn't rhyme, but it's clever.
It is
right?
Nice, yeah.
That's Tim in Crystal Palace. So well done to you.
Oh, what a lovely place to live. Go and see the dinosaurs.
Yeah, they've got dinosaurs in Crystal Palace. They have. So we're going to play a song now. And you know when people say, this song needs no introduction, this one really doesn't need an introduction.
Hi, everybody. This is Josie Lang. tie. Tighten it up. I just thought that would be funny to do. I'm sorry.
Tighten what up?
Tighten up if you got like some boots on. I don't know. My brain is so unhelpful today.
But it's not like I said, you've got to do it now, Joe. I'm going to play this music.
I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend to be him. And I'll be like, hi, everybody. Hope you're having a nice Saturday morning. I'm sorry, I said afternoon to begin with. That's right, my name's Josie Long. But if I'm honest, it was a failure, a noble failure.
Yeah,
but
nice
a failure
to have that
nonetheless.
Music. Nice to have that music. So we heard Archie Bell and the Drells doing Tighten Up. I like the fact that he says at the beginning, I'm Archie Bell and the Drells. So he's all of them. This is a megalomaniac, Archie Bell.
This is a thing that me and Andrew were saying that if we did form a band, we'd call it Jessica and the Mitfords.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised there isn't a band already.
Yeah, that's true. There's a song by Luke Haynes called The Mitford Girls. I think it's called The Mitford Girls. But not greatly linked with rock and roll. Luke Haynes is coming in on Thursday on Steve Lamacq's show on Roundtable. Look at Josie Long, cross-promoting.
I cross-promoted, I pointed at the wall.
You've been here less than 2 weeks and you're already cross-promoting. There is a whiteboard up on the wall with things on it, but not everyone looks at that. So that's good. Luke Haynes coming in, and Holly Walsh as well, she's in.
Listen,
on Thursday.
A good sidekick anticipates.
Is that true? Is that one of the rules?
No.
Is that on the Karate Kid? I think it was. But he's actually talking about kicking, I think, at that point. So this half hour when we're going to do, or this hour when we're going to do It's Your Thing? After half past. So we're getting excited about that. I've got a thing here which you're not going to guess. You can't talk because I'm playing a record.
I know, but I want to play one of our jingles.
I'll play one after this. I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Andrew Collins and Josie Long. Six music on Saturday. We've got the right microphones for professional radio. Andrew Collins and Josie Long. Andrew Collins and Josie Long.
Subtract on Six Music, The Wildfire, and before that we had Groove Armada and Paper Romance, and in between it
we had a jingle which was made for us by a man called Hardsparrow, Paul Hardcastle. It is fantastic.
It's and a really nice one.
He makes music that you can go and check out as well, so yeah. I recommend that you do.
And we have so many texted and emailed suggestions for rhyming charity initiatives that we're going to have to just cherry pick a few because there are too many.
We're going to have to stop for a while because it's too exciting. I've got two favourites. The other half of Bros to Lagos.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a follow-up to a previous one.
And Bubble and Squeak to Mozambique. Come on.
That might be the best one. Who sent that in?
That was Pete Lang.
I think Pete, that might be the best one.
Pete Lang.
Because we had Triangles to Bermuda, Adam in Brighton suggests Crisps to Hungary, which is, stretching it a bit. Murdo suggested Josie Long for Hong Kong.
I am happy to do that if someone will set it up. Happy to.
Stephen Lewisham suggested DVDs of WrestleMania to Lithuania, which is pretty specific. I like that as well. My Nana for Guyana. That's from Spellchecker.
I'd love to see that campaign just... How are you all doing over here? I need to sit down. It's hotter than I thought it would be, actually.
And there's one here.
Oh, it's making you laugh.
No, it's sweet. And that's Spellchecker, by the way. They deserve a credit. And on Twitter, somebody has suggested it was Anna who suggested Recorders Without Borders. See, that's clever. That's going down
clever
a different
and
road.
Clever and annoying for everyone. My friend has the most beautiful little boy. He's 4 years old. He's like the smartest, most adorable little boy. And he found a recorder at my other friend's house. And she did this thing, which was the best parenting I've ever seen. She went, you can have 10 more blows on it. And then you have to give it to me. And he went to town on it. And I was so glad when it was handed back over. I was like, she has done that very well. She's very clever.
Celebrate her with this song, The Waitresses.
I know what boys like. I don't. I wish I did.
I don't know whether they did, really.
That's by The Waitresses. What a great song.
I know what waitresses do know what boys like. Food. And they're waitresses, so that'll be fine. So we'll be back after the news, won't we?
Yes, we will.
It's Your Thing.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Hawaiian Air.
I hope that you were singing along to that properly with the whole Ryanair
thing. Yeah, I think everybody is now.
I bet those guys are fun to hang out with. We played that 2 weeks in a row, right?
Friendly fires. Yeah, they're friendly. And you can keep warm later on at night. Yuck, before that, get away. Which Robin Ince is very disappointed in their album.
He's very disappointed by life in general.
He was tweeting about it earlier in the week. He feels slightly disappointed. He's excellent. Yeah, we all like him. We all owe our lives to Robin Ince.
Sorry, I just talked over you then and I didn't mean to.
It's all right.
But I tell you why I did it, Andrew.
Why?
And it's because I'm really excited because this is my second free play. And yes, all right, they are a Scottish artist, but I've decided I'm just going to pretend that my other two free plays are from unglamorous towns in England.
Right.
All the way
from
Newbury.
Nice.
Sorry, people of Newbury. Also, like Gerald Finzi, the classical composer from Newbury, is withered hand all the way from Newbury. This song is called No Cigarettes, and I just think it's wonderful. If I'm feeling a little bit tender and melancholy today, this will just look after you a little bit.
Some people are, so this is Withered Hand.
So that was Withered Hand with No Cigarettes, and he is going to be playing tonight in the Museum of Modern Art in Oxford. So if you live in Oxford, you should definitely go. His real name is Dan Wilson, so you could say hello, Dan. He's playing at the Borderline on the 13th October, and he's playing at the Queen's Hall as part of the Edinburgh Festival on the 25th of August. And he's going to record new songs with Darren Heyman later in the year. And Darren Heyman is an indie hero. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You can do a lot worse than going on his SoundCloud of an afternoon. There is so much free stuff that he's put up there.
Brilliant. And where is he actually from, Withered Hand? Not Newbury. You may as well say where he's really from.
I think he's from Edinburgh, but I'm not sure.
It's all right. It's okay. I wasn't trying to catch you out. It's just that.
Seems like every week you try and catch me out. No big deal, but you know.
If you'd have just said Scotland, that would have been for me.
I could have said Scotland.
People seem keen that we were discussing the Mitford Sisters earlier. I can sit, obviously, and talk about them all day. This is from Bex Agonal, who is actually called Becky, who's on Twitter and says, really enjoying us discussing the Mitford Sisters. Where else would you hear about the Mitfords on a Saturday? That's true. Probably on Radio 4. my favourite is Decca. So there you go. You've got another Decca supporter over there. I love Decca's writing. I would say Decca is the best writer of the Mitford Sisters.
Wow, even better than Nancy.
Yeah, I think she's great. I love Decca's letters are amazing. And Mark Stanbrook in Peterborough says, I wanted to let you know that a band called The Indelicates have a song called Unity Mitford on their album American Demo, which came out in 2008. Give it a listen. It's good. That's Mark in Peterborough giving a thumbs up to The Indelicates. I feel I know The Indelicates.
Becky O'Malley has said as well, who is your favourite Mitford? Come on. Surely you have the power to get the Mitfords trending, hashtag Mitfords. Oh, guys, can we try and do this? Are there enough of us?
Very hard to get things to trend on Twitter.
Here's what we do. We write like a banal thing, like, ladies, because he says he loves you in your eyes, it means he loves you in your heart. And then we put Mitfords. That's the kind of thing that people retweet.
Is it?
Yeah, it's stuff like, just because I like you doesn't mean I want to live near you, is that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
Well, and then it'll be like teens in love.
Well, why don't we try that through our Twitter account here, and then we could both individually retweet it, and who knows what happens.
Oh, my word.
All right, yeah. It's a ridiculous and pointless and stupid task, but hey, why not? We don't care.
Like life, mate.
Yeah, this is a treat for both of us, in fact.
The Pleo Sessions. Sick music.
It's our hero, Billy Bragg.
What a true hero that man is. That's Billy Bragg. I had the greatest honour of my life so far getting to play the left field stage at Glastonbury this year. And he was sort of at the back of the stage at the beginning of my set, and I was talking about the Mitfords. And it was a pleasure to be heckled by Billy Bragg. I was like, who's your favourite Mitford, Billy? And he was like, Unity. And I was like, what? Really? And he was like, no, she's a fascist. It was amazing.
He's a comedian. He is, really is. All right, it's time for our feature then.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. What's it called?
I'll tell you what it's called. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you want to do. I think I've got a lovely voice.
Yeah, you've got the best singing voice out of me and you, definitely.
Oh, I think you're flattering me, but I appreciate it.
No, mine's... I can only do Tom Waits. Let us then...
So he says.
Well,
he never does.
My thing, we're bringing in a thing each, which we pass over the desk to the other, and the other has to work out why it's significant. This, first of all, you have to work out what it is, Josie, and if you can, I'll give you £100.
Oh, wow, I'd like £100.
So you have to describe it.
Oh, God, it's... I mean, it's quite frightful.
I won't give you £100, but anyway, describe it to the listeners.
It's a sort of gummy plastic tube, and it's white, and it's the colour of bone, human bone, and it's a cylinder. It's sort of quite squashable. It's got serrated edges at the top and bottom. It looks almost like a napkin holder.
Yeah, sort of, but it's not. It does look like one, you're right.
It could be a... I don't know what this is. I don't know. Do you have any clue what this is?
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Both the production team have no clue.
I'll give you a year on it. It doesn't really help, but it's 2001.
Space Odyssey. Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you a fact about it. The reason why it means anything to me at all is that I bought it on a whim after seeing it demonstrated at the Ideal Home Exhibition in London in 2001.
Sucker.
It's the only time I've ever been to the Ideal Home Exhibition. I thought it was time in my life that I should go there. And I saw this being demonstrated and I went, got to have one of those. So it's not that I feel suckered because I did use it, but I'll tell you what happens, right? You take it, you put a piece of garlic, a garlic bulb in it, right?
Of course you do.
I haven't got one to demonstrate it for you. Then you roll it, and in rolling it, it takes the skin off the garlic bulb.
Why is it serrated in this way?
I don't know, it's just serrated.
Does that add
I think
to
that's
it?
Decoration, Josie, to be honest.
Now, I don't wish to cast aspersions as to your character, but you could make this. Really easily.
Only if you had some mouldable plastic.
I'm sorry. If Heather Ramsden was still here, she would back me right up. You could make this so easily. You mug. How
do you
much
know
does
what
cost
else?
You? 25
oh, I
quid?
Can't remember.
50 quid?
No, it costs very little indeed. But I just like the fact that I was drawn in by the demonstration. It's never happened to me before. It's never happened to me since.
Can I say, you should never be allowed to present Dragon's Den? Right. Oh, well, it looks fantastic and I'm in. That's you. That's that was a good impression,
true.
Wasn't it?
That's
it was
very good. I'd lose all my money if I was on Dragon's Den.
Do you use it?
No, I've used it a couple of times, obviously, and then put it in a drawer. And I found it in the drawer this morning and thought, that's perfect.
I have two things.
Right, well, we're gonna do yours after this trail and record, and then we'll come back.
Six.
Right.
Six music.
That's LCD Sound System there. There's a lyric in that I really love, which is, drunk girls know love is an astronaut. It comes back, but it's never the same. And it reminds me of, I like to pretend to be an astronaut sometimes, and one of the things I like saying is, why are you in a mood? Because you have not been up the moon. And it reminds me of that. And
That's good.
There's a Darren Heyman song, incidentally, about Alan Bean, sort of about going up to space and not being able to...
We're going to play some Darren Heyman at some point in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, we bloody well are.
Yeah, we absolutely are. Right then, we're back to this. Part two of our most elaborate feature.
Okay, now I...
You've got to sing it first, Josie.
It's your thing. I don't have to sing this.
Do what you want to do.
I hope that you're singing it at home.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, you're not going... Stop singing, you estuary twat. Okay,
I'm not sure you can say that. Come on, then.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
There's two things that
right,
I'm throwing at
objects,
you now.
And I'm going to describe them to you, and I've got one in my hand and one in the other hand.
And they're entirely separate. I just couldn't choose between the two of them.
Really? Well, so they're not connected?
That's, no, not in the slightest.
You've thrown me a dummy here. This, on one side, is a doily. There's no better way of describing it. It's not a paper doily. It's an embroidered doily, which should obviously please our Geek of the Week, and it has kind of little encrusted diamonds in it. The other one I can only describe as a pair of pants, but they're not just any old pants. They are boys' own pants. They are pants probably not worn by boys' own, but with the boys' own logo on. I'm holding them. I'm hoping that they're brand new, straight from the packet. Now, if they're boys' own kind of split up. Did they get back together again? I can't really remember. But that means I'm dating the boys' own pants to the 90s. Would that be fair, Josie?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, and so you're telling me they've got nothing to do with the doily.
They have nothing to do with each other, but they have a similar theme insofar as the theme is interactions with strangers.
Okay, well, the other theme is that they're both off-white. And they're both made of fabric, I suppose, in some way. Okay, so interaction with strangers. It means that you went up to somebody in Boyzone and said, can I have your pants?
Why would somebody in Boyzone have a pair of pants and say Boyzone on them?
How arrogant would you have to be a member of Boyzone? Not only with your own stuff on, but in your trousers, so somebody has to get in there to find them. Unless, of course, they've got the waistband hoiked up, which I know the young people like to do. So, how on earth you went up to a stranger and asked them if you could have their Boyzone pants that they just purchased at a Boyzone own gig?
No.
And you had no change on you to pay for them? What happened?
I was on my way to the Reading Festival for the first time.
Can I not hold them anymore?
Give them back. They've never been worn.
All right.
Except for overclothes once. I was on my way to the Reading Festival aged 15 years old, and I found these in a bargain bin, I think on Reading Station in one of the shops, for 99p, and there was a men's and a women's Boyzone pants, and I'd always hated Boyzone, and still do to this day. And I bought them because I was sort of thought it would just be the coolest thing to have these weird things to take to Reading. And I actually met a friend of mine called Tim, who I still know now, and he and I both... he wore the men's over his clothes and I wore the women's over my clothes. And I've moved house a little while ago and I was unpacking, and I unpacked these and I was thinking, should I keep these? Like, I'm never going to wear them. I never have worn them, but they kind of have this strange place. You know, they suggest that if you have an object that's weird enough, you can have a meaningful interaction with a stranger.
Right.
And that's the doily.
Yeah.
I saw a woman on the tube. This doily is so beautiful and elaborate. It's got little golden beads on it. And
yeah.
It's just astonishing. It's like a perfect snowflake. And there was a woman on the tube and she was making these furiously. And she had a bag. And you make doilies in a really kind of, I expect, again, our Geek of the Week would know about it. You make them in a really sort of fast and furious way with these little needles, like really like clack, 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 clack. And I was staring at her, mesmerised. And she looked at me really sort of suspiciously.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, sorry. I just think it's fascinating. I've never seen someone making them before. And I'm a bit of a dork. And I thought, oh, great. I've really annoyed this talented woman. And then we were on the tube, as I say. And as she was getting off at her stop, she sort of walked halfway to the door, ran back, thrust this into my hand and went, wash it and iron it. And then went off.
Really?
And it was so sweet. And she was obviously just quite shy and a little bit embarrassed that somebody was staring at her. And she gave me this. And if I'm honest, I haven't washed it or ironed it yet. And it was about 4 years ago. But it's because I'm quite a clean woman and don't need to.
I'm sure I'll scrub up really nicely. We'll photograph these objects and we'll put them up on our Twitter page. That's what we'll do. I didn't quite work out what yours, but they were pretty elliptical. And so was mine. So we're catching each other out once a week now.
And the morals of our stories are be bold and occasionally be a mug.
Yes. And also, keep things, even though you don't need to.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah, it's for you. This is the Wannadies.
That was the Wannadies who played that Reading Festival that I was talking about.
How
about
that?
What fate. Andrew, by the way, you're a mug. Somebody's texted in to say you can use a rubber glove instead of that garlic roll thing.
Well, you know what? You could also use your hand, which is free. It's on the end of your hand. On the end of your arm, actually. It's not on the end of your hand. If it's on the end of your hand, you've got two hands on one arm. That's quite unusual.
We've got a nice link plug. I thought I'd tell you Withered Hand is playing Preston Riversway Festival on Friday with Kid Canaveral, who made us a jingle last week.
They did.
Who you played last week, and the M-Brains, only £5, 15th of July, from Rico in Preston.
There you go.
It's a glamorous name for Preston, isn't it?
Oh, Rico.
Rico.
Yeah, we're like a gig guide now. Joe, who's in the lakes, not literally, hopefully, says
yes,
morning.
Yes, literally, hopefully. I love outdoor swimming.
Yeah, it's true, actually. I was just wondering, you know, the phone might get wet. I was worried about that, that's all. Not on Twitter, sadly, but just wanted to say that on my reading pile next to the bed is a copy of Decca, The Letters of Jessica Mitford. Glad someone else has read them. That is a great book. It's a thick book, but it's brilliant. Don't take that into the lakes. That's Joe in the lakes. Now, what we want is a ridiculous, pointless, stupid task, but just for the fun of it, we see if we can get Mitford's, hashtag Mitford's, trending on Twitter. And the way to do it is to go to our Twitter page, which is BBC Six Music Sat AM, and there is a homily by Josie Long, a homily which happens to have at the end the hashtag Mitford's. Now, if you all retweet it might trend.
Yeah. Just because I look in your eyes doesn't mean I don't look in your heart.
Yeah.
That's quite sinister, really.
Well, if you're literally looking into someone's heart because you've got it in your hand and it's still
beating. That's what Twilight would do.
Yeah, that's true, actually. So please do go there, retweet that, because for no other reason is that it would be nice to see it trending. I like it. You've got to do stupid, pointless things. You can't do meaningful things all day long. You'd be tired at the end of it. Now then, you may have heard Month of Sundays, which continues, in fact, in this very slot, tomorrow on Six Music. Last week was Michael Sheen, which was superb. Michael Sheen playing his favourite records, including Oh Superman, which is nice to hear on the radio in full. And tomorrow it's Sam Taylor Wood, the artist and filmmaker. So as by way of a plug, she made that film Nowhere Boy, you see.
That was Instant Karma, which my friend who made the jingle, do you remember Saturday Morning? She's
yes.
in a band called John Slave, which you should check out. They are the best kind of disco. She told me that if you want to do a Liverpudlian accent, Instant Karma is the way to Instant Karma. I can't do it.
Really?
She said that's a good in.
Instant.
And a good in for trying to do a Newcastle accent is Jean-Claude Van Damme's come to fix the football coffee.
That's really good. That is good. I don't see how instant karma works. Instant karma. Is that why?
Exactly. It's perfect.
That's good. That's brilliant.
So the comic book is coming on, yeah. but we still have quite a lot. We've only got 45 minutes, and I'd say I have a good third that needs filling in. So yeah. if people have suggestions, I'm willing to try. And on the theme of comics, we have a comic book artist friend of mine called Tom Humberston has done an illustration of you and I.
It's very nice.
I've also got a couple of people that, if you fancy reading some new comic books this week, there are some comic book artists who are currently just out and about in the UK drawing. You know, they're not famous as such yet, but they're absolute top finds. And the first one's called Luke Pearson, and he's got a website which is lukepearson.com, and he's got a new comic called Everything We Miss, which is coming out with No Brow Press, which are an amazing UK comic art publisher with a great shop on Great Eastern Street
in London.
Yes, in London, greatest city in the world. Thank you, no offence. And he also has done some work for Solipsistic Pop, which is the thing I mentioned last week. And then the second artist is Christina Bazynski, I think it's pronounced, which is Bazynski. And her website is KriskiCorp, KriskiCorp.blogspot.com. And she's been doing sketches in her sketchbook every lunchtime and putting them on her blog. And I love that kind of thing.
Shall
I love
we should,
it when
we should just put some links up to those two things. If you think they're nice, we'll just put some links up.
Yes, I do.
Through Twitter. That's what we'll do, in case people weren't writing that down, which they might not have been.
Listen, if you are not willing to take notes, I am not willing to be friends.
Yeah,
I worry that I spend most of my life treating it like it's a school project. Like I've always got a notebook ready to take notes.
We should just play this. Look, because we haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Doesn't matter now if the rest of your week has gone wrong, as you don't have to worry, because now you've got Collins and Long on Six Music on the BBC.
A treat to play that song. I remember when I was a 12-year-old, I had MTV in my room for a hallowed, fantastic year before it was taken away from me cruelly. And that video had a terrifying puppet playing the piano in it that looked sinisterly at the camera.
I don't remember that.
Well, you're lucky. It haunts me in my dreams.
Look it up on YouTube. One of the best songs ever made after this.
Six Music. Weekdays from
four. That's the Orb. Little Fluffy Clouds, Ricky Lee Jones. I think that's profound. What were the skies like when you were young? They went on forever. That's lovely, isn't it? That's true of everybody's memory of clouds.
I remember a parody of it by a band called the Not Very Good Interval Band, who were a South East London band called Little Fluffy Chips. That was like, what were the chips like when you were a kid? Oh, they were white and they went on forever.
I'd love to hear that. Let's get that.
I've got it on tape somewhere.
Yeah, that's good. So we're all very keen here to hear Buffalo Stance. We just sort of, I don't know, got in the mood for it, didn't we? I like the bit where she just says, what is he like? Which now everyone says, but no one did at the time. It was quite radical.
How melodic.
What are you like?
What is she like, anyway? That's great.
That's,
Not mean. I like that. That is brilliant. It's got no consonants in it. That's good. So that was Buffalo Stance.
Incredibly entertaining.
A comedy record from the late 80s there. We'll be back after the news. And one of the things we'll be doing in the last half hour is speaking to a man in Scotland called Johnny.
And I've got one more free play.
Yeah.
This is BBC Radio.
Echo Beach.
That was Echo Beach. Sorry, I was supposed to back announce that, but I was still reeling from the fact that I didn't know that song, and it has blown Alicia, our producer's mind, that I didn't know that song.
It is a ubiquitous song, but still very good, I think, after, well, you got it was early 80s. 1980, did we agree upon? 1981? It's very early 80s, anyway.
It's older than me.
Yeah, and Prince and Revolution before that, I Would Die For You. And you're listening to Andrew Collins and Josie Long. And in a moment, after this next song, we'll be speaking to our friend Johnny Lynch. Well, he's really Josie's friend, but I feel he's our friend now.
He's a friend of the show.
Yeah, he certainly is, because we're going to speak to him every week, and he's supplying us with another 30-second song.
And this one's very exciting, because he's written it especially inspired by events from last week's show.
Yes, which we will explain. But first, I think you should introduce this next song.
Oh, this is my final free play. Now, listen, I was concerned because I didn't want to seem like I was just only into Scottish music. So this song is by Aidan Moffat, who is a singer-songwriter from Milton Keynes, famous for his band Arab Strap, very, you know, typical of the Milton Keynes sound of
the 90s. In fact, the great thing about Arab Strap is the fact that they, you know, always use a Milton Keynes accent in their songs. Yeah.
And it incorporates Milton Keynes' life. It's all about, you know, what it's like to grow up in Milton Keynes. And this song is available on SoundCloud. I'm not even sure it's been released, but it's a cover of Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe. And oh my word, it's so good. And can I just say, I bought the Bill Wells Aidan Moffat album this week, and I've been listening to it, and oh, it's so good. It's so, so good. And I know him on Twitter, and I'm too scared to send him a tweet saying, like, I love your album, because I'm too scared.
It will unsettle the power base between you if you say that.
But I doubt there's a power base between us.
Yeah, go for it. Just do it.
I'll send it later.
Yeah. I've
got you. That was Aidan Moffat, who is from Scotland, okay? Just deal with it.
Well, if not, then he's doing an offensive Scottish accent throughout his song.
So I said that I wasn't sure it was released, and actually, Scott, our assistant producer, has printed out this. Aidan says, I recorded this for a very, very good short film by Paul Wright called Believe. It was released on a 7-inch that came free with the Aidan Moffat and the Best Ofs limited edition board game box set of How to Get to Heaven from Scotland. But otherwise, nobody's heard it, and it was never available digitally. I just found it tucked away in my iTunes folders, and I'm quite fond of it, so I thought I'd give it away because that's the kind of generous guy I am. But he says that I've read the wrong bit is what I've done. that's the intro bit. But he says the reason it's not a duet and that I'm singing both Sonny's and Cher's parts is because the film is about a man coming to terms with the death of his wife, and this was their song. There's a scene where he eats her ashes, so he's clearly not coping well.
No, I think that's
I'm probably... sorry I read the wrong bit then. That's all right. I'm a professional. It's my second radio show ever.
That's all right. Aidan John Moffat there being celebrated. And before we speak to our show friend Johnny Lynch, aka the Pictish Trail, are we going to play a trick on him?
Yes, what we're going to do, last week we conned him so successfully pretending to be Alex Salmond. I mean, he was completely flummoxed.
He was.
It's not his fault. He's from a different principality. They have different customs there. But today what I want us to pretend to be is the Proclaimers, aka the Scottish Jedward.
Okay. Well, he's on the line now, so let's try it. Okay, you start.
I don't want to start. You start.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Hello, Johnny. This is the Proclaimers.
Hello.
Oh my God. Is that the Proclaimers?
I'm Craig.
I'm the other one.
Charlie.
I'm the other one. Listen.
Charlie and Charlie. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What an honor. Hey, I just got a call last week from my pal Alex Salmond.
Well, we all do know each other up here.
Because we are all Scottish.
Idiot.
I know that you're lying because I'm actually here with the Proclaimers.
Ah, because you're at Tea in the Park, aren't you, Johnny?
Yeah, and they're my best friends.
Holy cow.
But they're not talking, they're like they won't do anything on air. So but they are here, they are definitely here.
Now we should explain that you are normally to be found on the island of Egg but you are doing a little Scottish tour, and each week it seems that you'll be in a different Scottish place. But you are in the most rock and roll place in Scotland today.
Yeah, I am. A tour sounds quite glamorous. I mean, I'm not playing music. I'm just walking around. I'm just basically visiting places that I want to visit. Nice. And I'm also visiting places I don't want to visit, like Tea in the Park.
What, you don't want to be there?
Kinross.
Why do you not want to be at Tea in the Park?
I don't really feel like I belong here. I'm actually, at the moment, I'm hiding under a sandwich board in the catering section. It's raining and I didn't bring waterproof. It's such a lovely part of the festival, the catering bit, because there's satiated Scots people are very calm, and they are very satiated when they're well fed. But there's very much that sort of awkward Scottish dinner table mentality where no one's talking and everyone's concentrating on food.
Do you know, I love festival food. Whichever festival it may be, I do love festival food.
It's quite odd. Here, like Tea in the Park, it's got a brand of food which I've never really... your usual festival here. They've got porridge, which I think... Josie, you like a bit of porridge.
Porridge is my absolute favourite thing to have a
porridge
morning.
Porridge to Norwich.
That's a game we've been playing.
They've also got like a fish and chips stall, but they've got the sign quite weird. But I think they maybe got like their signs confused, because you know how they say you should have fish like 3 times a week?
Yeah.
Well, they've got it's like one of your 5 a day. So people are eating it and then going and then queuing again.
Of course, so having it 5 times.
If I eat fish and chips, that's a vegetable, right?
Yeah, fish is
that's
a vegetable.
A fruit.
That's a Scottish vegetable.
Yeah. And what are you excited about seeing at Tea in the Park?
I'm excited about. I'm here with a band on the label called Kid Canaveral, and so I have to. I'm legally obliged to say that I'm excited to see them, even though I'm bored to tears by that tedious indie pop music.
We played them last week. We played them. We played the song with them last week, and of course, who are the big headliners at Tea in the Park? I've forgotten. I should know.
Today is Coldplay and Beyoncé Knowles.
Oh, so it's like a Glastonbury in Scotland. That's good.
It is. It's like, but with porridge. Yeah, it's very. It's like a low. It's like a low budget Glastonbury. That's what you wanted to see, wasn't it?
No, that's fine. I think that's good. I'm glad you're there on behalf of us, because we don't have to go there.
I mean, no. I think I might just stay in the catering section. It's really. It's quite nice.
Look,
there's lots of wafts. Like, there's a big smell of meat.
Oh, that's good. I can smell it.
Oh,
I think I can
delightful.
Smell it.
The yeah. smell of meat and the taste of porridge.
Oh,
it's a dream combination.
I was thinking about coming here all this week, and I was thinking, I'm going to be at a festival, and maybe people will be really excited that I'm, you know, on the radio, and I'm going to be at a festival, and maybe I can be like, hey, everyone, I'm on the radio. Hey, everyone at Team Park, say hi. But I've got here, and I feel extremely awkward, and I don't think I'm going to talk to anyone.
Shout that out now.
Thing is, I'm not disappointed that you're not speaking to Beyonce, but I figure we could have at least got Solange, the other of the Knowles.
I'll keep an eye out. And maybe I'll get her to text Six Music or something with a song request. They'll probably be Coldplay.
What we are going to do for our own little festival here is play your latest 30-second song, which I think you should build up to by explaining what it's about, because you've written it specially for us this week, Johnny.
All right, yeah, I did. Well, this is the thing. Last week, I kind of asked people to send in tweets to suggest what the theme should be for the song.
Yeah.
And but I don't think I did it in a stern enough accent or a stern enough voice, because so, I had one tweet from someone,
hey,
and they said
enough.
That I should do a song about road traffic or like roadworks happening on in Tobermory on the Isle of Mull.
Well, listen, Scotland.
I've combined it with a few of last week's show themes.
Right.
Oh, that's very exciting.
So we just sit back and listen to it. Enjoy the festival. In fact, don't leave. Go, stay under that sandwich board, Johnny. You're probably safest under there.
I am actually under a sandwich board.
That's good. You stay there. Stay there. Get people to throw food at you. We'll play your 30-second song. We'll speak to you again next week.
All right. I'll be up in Orkney next week.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm desperate to go to Orkney.
Don't get fresh with me, Johnny.
Oh, Andrew, that was extremely racist.
That's my an old art teacher used to say to me in his Scottish accent.
I saw an advert this week for mobile phones, and this should please you as a Scottish person. It said, free smartphone and tablet, $16.95 a month.
Tablet? What, actual tablet?
Well, I assume so. I assume they didn't mean a tablet.
Right. Oh, like the computer tablet thing.
I know, but I got so excited.
They could save a lot of money here by just publicising that as being Scottish sugary tablet.
Are you ready for your song? We are.
Yeah, I'm primed.
Goodbye, see you
Thanks,
next week.
Thanks, Johnny Paul.
Bye. I'll see you soon, bye.
Alex Salmon on a Saturday morning. I might go and buy some while I'm off island hopping. Alex Salmon. But Alex Salmon, he is trying to stall me. He is phoning me every day from his house in Kirkcaldy. Alex Salmon's got a hell of a story. He is telling me about major roadworks in the town of Tobermory. Oh, I love them all. Only on the Isle of Mull.
This is Six Music. Josie's busy finishing the comic strip. You're nearly there, aren't you?
I really am nearly there.
It's
I'm just adding
nice.
In. I honestly think that this one is better than last week's.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Book.
I haven't seen it in detail yet.
I'm coming into my own.
From here, it looks good. So that will go up. We'll tweet a beautiful, clear scan of that so you can follow the whole thing. Thanks to everybody who suggested stuff for the comic strip.
I found out something really hilarious, which is that there is a talk about cryptozoology going on at London Zoo on Tuesday. It's at 6 p.m. and it's free, right? And it's about discussing whether or not the search for mythical creatures like the Loch Ness Monster or Sasquatch could ever be considered a science. I would like to just salute the fact that that is happening. It's fantastic.
They're even bothering to debate it is a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
I think it. Oh, it doesn't matter whether it's considered a science, as long as people carry on doing it. Okay, it could be
Absolutely.
Considered a humanity or a recreation. I don't mind. A sport. As
a
long
pursuit.
As it, yeah,
a sport for nerds.
Wrong. Sports has wrong. We actually did find out about Quidditch being played, but we'll do that next week.
Yes.
Yeah, Quidditch is being played in Canada.
We've got
homilies.
We've got a couple of lovely tweets that are going to help us trend. Number one from Holly Richards.
We're trying to trend the Mitfords. Mitfords, hashtag Mitfords. It's not working.
No, it's not worked at all. Life is a precious and unknown journey. Retweet if you're alive, hash Mitfords.
It's good. This one's from Matthew Rowell, who says, you will walk many miles with many people, but only true friends will leave their footprints in your heart.
Mitfords.
Hashtag Mitfords. Right, we'll hand you over to Liz Kershaw now then.
Oh, guys, I've had such a wonderful time.
It's been good. Join us again next week. Join me again on Monday morning at 7 a.m. if you like. I'm doing the breakfast show next week.
And join me next Saturday. I won't be there.
No.